In Washington, the House is expected to vote this week on the 2018 Farm Bill, and it's unclear whether Republicans have enough votes to pass it. One point of contention is the work requirement for recipients of SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. SNAP is vital for low-income families, including immigrants, but if parents aren't living legally in the United States, they may decide not to enroll their children who are American citizens. Esther Honig of Harvest Public Media reports from Colorado.
In the small city of Fort Morgan, Colorado, 33-year-old Veronica delicately stacks cans of food into her shopping cart at the local food pantry. She says this pantry has a lot of options and helps her keep food on the table.
Leche, huevos, también llevo frutas, verduras.
Her cart is piled high with milk, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Enough food to last about a week. Veronica asks not to be identified by her full name due to the sensitive nature of this topic. SNAP, also known as food stamps, helps her feed her five young children, though it's not always enough. That's why today she's at this pantry called Rising Up. Food pantries may become increasingly important to immigrant communities across the country. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says about 4 million children who are citizens but whose parents are unauthorized immigrants receive SNAP benefits. The children are eligible if their household income is at or below 130% of the federal poverty guidelines, or about $2,600 a month for a family of four. Yet, advocates say families with unauthorized immigrants are wary to share information with a government agency in order to enroll in SNAP.
Hola, mi nombre es Anya. Gracias por llamar a Colorado Sin Hambre. ¿Cómo le puedo ayudar?
Anya Rose helps run Hunger-Free Colorado's food resource hotline. She talks with unauthorized immigrants every day.
I think that we are seeing more people afraid to apply for food stamps or deciding not to recertify or ending their benefits, even though they might be eligible.
Rose says the Trump administration, which supports policies targeting unauthorized immigrants, has stoked fear among families. They worry their personal information could be shared with other government agencies like ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Rose tells them their SNAP application is confidential and that these benefits will ensure they don't go hungry. But some families won't risk it.
They might say, I hear you, but I'm just not going to engage with this. It doesn't make sense for me and my family.
In the meantime, Rose refers them to local food pantries like Rising Up.
Lots of times we see people that are just trying to get started and to get by, and so that's where we try to help them.
Pam Hernandez is the director and says the pantry serves 300 families a year. Many come to Fort Morgan to work at factories like the Cargill meatpacking plant. She says the majority of people who come in are also on SNAP. And although the clients are asked for proof of local residence, she's not worried whether they're authorized to live in the U.S.
The thing is, if you're hungry, we're here to help you.
After 49-year-old Aurelia lost her job in January, she started shopping at the pantry. She's also on SNAP and volunteers here to satisfy some of the program's work requirements. She asked that her full name not be used because she has relatives who are unauthorized immigrants. Aurelia knows of many families who would rather go hungry than risk signing up for SNAP. Like many pantries, Rising Up doesn't track how many clients are unauthorized immigrants. Pam Hernandez suspects they don't get very many, but...
You know, we always make it a point to let people know that it's not all about the paperwork.
She's confident that if families need help, they'll feel safe coming here. Aurelia has lived in this community for 22 years and says the unauthorized immigrant population has feared deportation before, like during the raid at a dairy here 7 years ago. But Aurelia says she and other immigrants came here to work, and they're not going anywhere. For Here and Now, I'm Esther Honig.
And Esther's story comes to us from Harvest Public Media, a reporting project that focuses on farm and food issues.